الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم أجمعين. وقال تعالى كما أرسلنا فيكم رسولا منكم يتلو عليكم آياتنا ويزكيكم ويعلمكم الكتاب والحكمة ويعلمكم ما لم تكونوا تعلمون فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون. صدق الله العظيم. Allah Ta'ala reminds the believers of His blessing upon them by saying, it is like when we sent down to you a messenger from amongst yourselves who recites to you our ayat, our signs, our ayat, our signs and the verses of the Quran as well. And tilawa, tala yatlu, means both to recite and also means to follow. Wal qamari idha talaha, it means both to recite and it also means to follow. That he follows the signs and he also recites the signs. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa yuzakkikum, and he purifies you. Wa yu'allimukum al-kitab wal-hikmah, not only does he teach you the book, but he also teaches you the wisdom of its interpretation, its sunnah, his sunnah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is also part of wahi. It's a misconception of people that the book of Allah Ta'ala is the only wahi that the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sent. Rather, it's a hadith narrated by Al-Miqdam ibn Ma'di Karab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Ala wa inni utitu al-Qur'ana wa mithlahu ma'ahu. That, nay, verily, I was given the Quran and something like it with it, which is the Sunnah. The Sunnah is also a wahi, it's a revelation. وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحِيٌ يُوحَىٰ. That the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his speech is not something that's done from vanity or capriciousness. Rather, everything he says is a wahi. It is a revelation which is revealed to him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And so that he teaches you both the book and also the hikmah, the interpretation of the book, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَيُعَلِّمُكُمْ مَا لَمْ تَكُونُوا تَعْلَمُونَ. And he's there to teach you that which you didn't know from before. Which means what? The wahi is not there for you to say, I'm intelligent, I have Facebook, internet, iPhone, Twitter, I have Android. I have all these things. So now I'm going to interpret it because nobody else understood it other than me right now. And I'm going to interpret it to make it, you know, fit with what I know. Rather, he's the one who's teaching you the thing that you didn't know from before. And he's going to teach me the thing I didn't know from before. So what is the haqq of receiving the knowledge that we didn't have from before? The haqq is that we stay quiet and we listen and let them do the speaking rather than say, we know what you're going to say, you stay quiet for a second, let me do the speaking. The deen is what it is. There may be certain parts of it that you don't understand. It's okay and it's good. It's an act of piety to say, I don't know. And there may be certain things that you don't, that doesn't feel comfortable with you or doesn't make sense to you. That's not the deen's problem. That's my problem and your problem. This is one of the things Imam Ghazali rahimahullah ta'ala, he writes in his works again and again, that it's a type of logical fallacy. It's a type of weakness of the aql for a person to think, I didn't understand this, therefore it doesn't make sense. Your and my not understanding something is not a dalil that thing doesn't make sense. There's 1,000 things in the world that we don't understand. If someone can explain to me quantum mechanics, then go ahead and explain to me. But just because nobody in the room can explain it to me, doesn't mean that it doesn't make sense. All of these things, the calculations, the numbers don't lie. And so if it can be like that for something that's from this world, then imagine the knowledge that encompasses the ghayb, the unseen, the sab'a samawat and the arsh azim, wa ma wara'ahu, in kana shay'an wara'ahu. What will be the haqiqah of all of those things? So he says that. He says, وَيُعَلِّمُكُمْ مَا لَمْ تَكُونُوا تَعْلَمُونَ. He's there to teach you the thing that you didn't know from before. And you'll only be able to appreciate it when you can come to the sunnah and say, I don't know. How many times do I say something is a sunnah? I say, brother, well, I never read about it before. Okay, there's like a lot of things that you haven't read about before. There's a lot of things I haven't read about it before. I'm very careful. People ask me, is there a hadith like such and such? Maybe I haven't heard of it. It doesn't mean that the hadith doesn't exist. Who's, you know, who here is a hafiz of all the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Even the Sahaba weren't, radiallahu anhum. Even Sayyidina Abu Bakr, radiallahu anhu, when he's sitting with the senior Sahaba, none of them have heard a hadith, and then somebody will come in from the outside and say, oh, I heard the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam say this. So if Abu Bakr and Umar and Ali radiallahu anhum and Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu can sit there and someone from the outside can say something to them that they didn't know from before, then who are we, you know? It's not seeming. It's something we should always remember. Whenever the Book of Allah or the Hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is recited to us, we should have this thing inside that there's something that we didn't know from before. We might learn something today. and that's why we say at the end of everything we say, Allah knows best. And then Allah Ta'ala says, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ. He says, so remember me, so that I may remember you. Remember me, and I will remember you. It's a jumla shartiyya, but it's عَلَى الْمَجَازِ لَا عَلَى الْحَقِيقَةِ. But the interesting thing is Allah knows about everything at all times, but He makes takhsis of His remembrance of you, connected with your remembrance of Him. Meaning what? The strength of that bond between the strength of His tawajjuh on you is directly related to the strength of your remembrance of Him. So what honor is it? We have, mashallah, millions of bacteria on our hand at every time, and we wash our hands with soap and kill all of them, or kill like most of them, and we don't even bat an eyelash about it. And the mithal of Allah Ta'ala in front of those bacteria, or in front of us, is greater than the mithal of us in front of those bacteria by an infinite degree. And so if you were to come to the house of Allah and say Allahu Akbar and, you know, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, Subhana Rabbi al-Azim, etc. And you remember Him, and He also then, His tawajjuh comes on you also. This is an honor. It's an honor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, if you were to make dhikr of Barack Obama, He doesn't care about you. So many people, you know, they were crying when He got elected. And then they realized He's a politician, He's a human being. You know, like they thought, oh, now someone's there who cares about us. Oh, still nobody's there who cares about us. Maybe this will happen also, you know? Everyone says we should have a caliphate. Okay, we're not talking about ISIS or Daesh or whatever. Maybe real caliphate and no violence and they're not great, whatever. And there'll be a khalifa sitting in the Darul Khilafah in Medina. And you'll think, oh, now this guy, he won't care about you. There's like a billion other Muslims that he has to take care of. You're gonna write him a letter and he won't write you back. He'll be like, that's not what the Prophet ﷺ said, that who's gonna care about you? Who's gonna care about you? Allah is the one who cares. That's what his teaching was, whether there's a khalifa or not. This is a real honor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, Fathkuruni, remember me, so that I'll remember you as well. Washkuruli, and be thankful to me. Wala takfurun, and don't be ungrateful, right? The word kufr, the istilahi meaning of the word kufr in the in Islam is disbelief, but the original meaning of the word kufr in the time of Jahiliyyah is ingratitude. There is a couplet from Jahiliyyah. I forget which Shah said it. Alam nutlikum fakafartumuna walaysa al-kufru min shiyam al-kirami. فخافوا عليكم عودة من عودة للدهر فإن الدهر يغدر بالأنام. So didn't one time we let you go? One time we had a chance to get you, we let you go one time. But then after that, you're ungrateful to us. And being ungrateful is not from the Shiam of Kirami. It's not from the attributes of noble people. So fear on yourselves. The way that time turns. Yeah, the way that time gives a turn to each person, because time is surely something that will cheat every one of the creation one day. So that's the original meaning in Arabic of kufr. One of the original or older meanings of kufr in Arabic is it's not the haqiqah hatta. There's a meaning behind it as well, but that's what the majaz was used in Jahiliyyah as well. So washkuruli wala takfurun. I gave you all of these things. I remembered you. So just be thankful to me. Don't be ungrateful to me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give all of us tawfiq wa sallallahu ta'ala ala rasulihi sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam ajma'in.